The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Music, movies, and more. Lowdown on Radio 2.
Okay, it's time now then for three of your big showbiz stories of the day.
Three.
And we are going to start off with tickets now on sale for the Emirates Airline Dubai Jazz Festival. Yep, they are finally on sale, people. You can go and get them. On the first weekend, 14th and 15th of February, you can see Three Doors Down, One Republic on the Emirates main stage. Tickets start just 295 dirham and 495 for front row seats. You can also see the likes of jazz legends Paul Brown, Mark Antone and the Sax Gordon Band on throughout the week at the OSN Jazz Garden stage from just 100 dirham. Register online now at chilloutproductions.com and get your tickets free, or you can get them online as well at dubaijazzfest.com. Here are some of the acts playing that weekend. So it's going to be good, isn't it? It's the Jazz Festival coming very soon. Get your tickets now.
Two.
Elsewhere, music news. Bob Dylan has apparently produced just 100 copies of his new album and hidden some in record shops around Britain. The four-CD album is a 50th anniversary collection featuring 87 live tracks and some studio outtakes from 1962. Copies are already going on sale on eBay for up to 6,000 dirham.
One.
And finally, BAFTA news. And Lincoln is the film to beat at this year's BAFTAs. The presidential biopic has been nominated in 10 categories, including leading actor for Daniel Day-Lewis. Other films in the running across the board include Argo and Life of Pi. Ben Affleck and Ang Lee will go head-to-head for Best Director. Star Trek actress Alice Eve announced the big category of the morning.
The nominations for Outstanding British Film are Anna Karenina, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, Les Miserables, Seven Psychopaths, and Skyfall.
Nice, looking forward to that.
The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Log on to boulevarddubai.com. Music, movies, and more. The Lowdown on Radio 2.